2 months ago, Glenn Hegstad wanted a motorcycle from Palm Springs, California to the tip of South America and back. Halfway through the 20,000-mile journey, Hegstad's trip hit a snag. While riding in northern Colombia, guerrillas from the National Liberation Army stopped him at a roadblock and held him captive for 5 weeks. Hegstad was released last week and says his relationship with the kidnappers did not begin well.
They wanted to take me with them. They said, vamos, and I thought they meant it was okay for me to leave, so I jumped on back on my bike, and they went crazy. I just said, I'm not going. They screamed louder and louder, and the guy pointed his AK at my face, and I shouted some obscenities at him, and he lowered it, pulled out a 9mm pistol off of my shoulder holster, aimed it at my face. I closed my eyes, and he let a round go, and actually, I didn't know if I'd been shot or not. People were yelling and screaming. It was kind of chaotic. Then he aims the pistol at my shoulder, and I realized the next round is going in my shoulder, and they want me to go with them. So that was it. Off I go, and we probably marched about 8 hours into the night.
Where'd they keep you?
Oh, they moved me around. We camped out. It's cold up in the mountains. It's 6,000 feet, and it rains constantly. So you're always wet, full of bugs. Give you 2 cups of rice, one in the morning, one in the night, and you march, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day, straight up and straight down.
Aside from that, how'd they treat you?
You know, they send you up into the mountains and you're guarded. There's usually two, a comandante and a mando for a squad of about 20, but they're mostly kids, between 14 and 18, and they're not bad. They're just campesino kids. They have no idea what an American is. They're nice kids that have just been promised this Robin Hood lifestyle.
I'm puzzled as to why they held on to you. Did they expect you to be ransomed or something?
No. I was taken hostage because I was an American. They'll let locals through, and they'll let different people through. Once I spoke English, it was it.
So you don't know why you were released?
Oh, I know why I was released. At this point, I said at the time I didn't. There was a peace accord signed, a Christmas truce. And each side, the government and the rebels, this particular group did a token gesture to get this Christmas truce.
And you were just on a ride? You were not down there for some of that weapons-grade drugs they have there?
No, there's probably more available of that in Los Angeles than there is here. I'm still continuing my ride. Yeah, I hit the tail end of one hurricane and the formation of another. I had a bout with dengue fever, and I'm only at the halfway point. No telling what I'm coming up against next.
I'd think you'd had enough adventure by now.
No, it's an obstacle, I guess, but an obstacle is what you see when you lose sight of your goal. I said I was going to ride to the tip of South America and back. I ended up in damn near a scuffle with the FBI. They came to pick me up at the Red Cross Center, flew me back to Bogota, and had a ticket for me to go back on a plane to California, and I had no idea what they were talking about. I said, you don't understand. I got a ride to finish here. And they ended up helping me out, ended up kind of rooting me on, like the thousands of emails I'm getting from around the world. It's amazing.
Where are you headed next?
I'm headed next for Quito, Ecuador. My new bike was shipped probably 2 or 3 days ago. I don't know where I'll spend Christmas. I imagine it will be in Quito.
Well, good luck.
Okay, hasta la vista.
Bye-bye. Glenn Hegstad speaking from a hotel in Medellin, Colombia. The State Department says there is a greater risk of being kidnapped in Colombia than in any other country in the world.